"Where's the rest of us, sir?" said Polly, scrabbling for a mug. "I sent them to scout a wide perimeter, Perks. Can't be too careful if matey boys got pals out there." Which was perfectly sensible. It just happened to mean that half the squad had been sent away. "Sarge, you know that captain back at the barracks? That was..."
"I've got good hearing, Perks. Kicked him in the royal prerogative, eh? Ha! Make it all more interesting, eh?"
"It's going to go wrong, Sarge, I just know it," said Polly, dragging the kettle off the hob and spilling half the water as she topped up the teapot.
"Do you chew at all, Perks?" said Jackram.
"What, Sarge?" said Polly distractedly. The sergeant held out a small piece of sticky, black... stuff.
"Tobacco. Chewing tobacco," said Jackram. "I favour Black Heart to Jolly Sailor, because it's rum-dipped. But others say..."
"Sarge, that man's going to escape, Sarge. I know he is. The lieutenant isn't in charge. He is. He's all friendly and everything, but I can tell by his eyes, Sarge."
"I'm sure Lieutenant Blouse knows what he's doing, Perks," he said primly. "You're not telling me a bound man can overcome four of you, are you?"
"Oh, sugar," said Polly.
"Just down there in the old black tin," said Jackram.
Polly tipped some into the worst cup of tea ever made by a serving soldier and ran back to the clearing. Amazingly, the man was still in a sitting position, and still bound hand and foot. Her fellow cheesemongers were watching him warily. Polly relaxed, but only a little.
"And there you have it, Lieutenant," he was saying. "No disgrace in calling it quits, eh? He'll hunt you down soon enough, 'cause it's personal now. But if you were to come along with me, I'd do my best to see it goes easy with you. You don't want to get caught by the heavy dragoons right now. They ain't got much of a sense of humour."
"Tease up," said Polly. "Oh, thank you, Perks," said Blouse dejectedly. "I think we can at least cut Sergeant Towering's hands free, don't you?" "Yes, sir," said Polly, meaning no, sir. The man offered his bound wrists, and Polly reached out gingerly with her knife while holding the mug like a weapon.
"Artful lad you've got there, Lieutenant," said Towering. "He reckons I'm going to grab his knife off of him. Good lad."
Polly sliced the rope, brought her knife hand back quickly, and then carefully proffered the mug.
"And he's made the tea lukewarm so's it won't hurt when I splashes it in his face,"
Towering went on. He gave Polly the steady, honest gaze of the born bastard. Polly held it, lie for lie.
"Oh, yeah, the Ankh-Morpork people have got a little printing press on a cart over on the other side of the river," said Towering, still watching Polly. "For morale, they say. And they sent the picture back to the city, too, on the clacks. Don't ask me how. Oh, yeah, a good picture. Plucky rookies, Trans-Slovenia's finest," they wrote. "Funny thing, but it looks like the writer man didn't spot it was the prince. But we all did."
His voice became even more friendly.
"Now look, mates, as a foot soldier like yourselves, I'm all for seeing the bloody donkey boys made to look fools. So you come along with me, and I'll see to it that at least you don't sleep in chains tomorrow. That's my best offer."
He took a sip of tea and added,
"It's a better one than most of the 10th got, I'll tell you. I heard your regiment got wiped out."
Polly's expression didn't change, but she felt herself curl up into a tiny ball behind it. Look at the eyes. Look at the eyes. Liar. Liar.
"Wiped out?" said Blouse.
Towering dropped his mug of tea. He smacked the crossbow out of Wazza's grip with his left hand, grabbed the sabre from Igorino with his right hand, and brought the curved blade down on the rope between his legs. It happened fast, before any of them could quite focus on the change in the situation. And then the sergeant was on his feet, slapping Blouse across the face and grabbing him in an armlock.
"And you are right, kiddo," he said to Polly over Blouse's shoulder. "Crying shame you ain't an officer, eh?"
The last of the fallen tea dribbled into the soil. Polly reached slowly for her crossbow.
"Don't! One step, one move from any of you, and I'll cut him," said the sergeant. "Won't be the first officer I've killed, believe me. The difference between them and me is, I don't care."
Five heads turned. There was Jackram, outlined against the distant firelight. He had the man's own bow drawn taut, and aimed directly at the sergeant in complete disregard of the fact that the lieutenant's head was in the way. Blouse closed his eyes.
"You'd shoot your own officer," said Towering. Yep. Won't be the first officer I've killed neither, said Jackram. You ain't going nowhere, friend, except down. Easy or hard, I don't care. The bow creaked. You're just bluffing, mister.